Alma chapter 52. In this chapter, we then learned that after Teancum had killed Amalickiah, then his brother Amaron takes over as head of the Lamanite armies and becomes the king of the Lamanites now. And what he does is he then retreats, and they don't want to fight with Teancum anymore, so they just set up to hold all of the cities and lands that they have taken. And so Teancum doesn't want to go against their own strongholds that were well built, so he builds up fortifications around or next to all these areas for his troops, and then they wait to decide what to do. Well, while the Lamanites are holding these lands, then their new leader Amaron goes back amongst the Lamanites, and he says, he begins to flatter them, saying, "Oh, the king has died, but we've had all these great gains, and look how well we've done against them. If all of you would now rise up, we could completely crush the Nephites." And so he gets another massive army, and he comes on to against the Nephites from the other side, and he's fighting against the armies of Moroni. And this goes on for several years, and then at the end of this chapter, then in order to get some of the lands back, more specifically the city of Mulek, then they decoy the Lamanites into coming out after this small group that's headed by Teancum. And as they come out, then the armies of Lehi and Moroni come out of hiding and descend upon them and are able to overpower them and kill many and take many prisoners. And that really is the entire chapter. And there isn't much more to be said positively about the chapter, but we will say that, as sad as it might seem, again, all there is mention of the cunning of Moroni and Teancum and of the great power of the men, and we continue to see that there is no mention here of Christ or the Lord anymore, and that that the men are, to a degree, or not to a degree, they are preoccupied with their own power and themselves and the power of men rather than the power of God.